When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Good morning, guys.
What up, what up, what up?
How you feeling this morning, Key?
Feeling,
How you feeling, Key?
I'm feeling, like it's a great week ahead of us. I'm
feeling like Let's not look behind. Let's look ahead.
Yeah. Let's look ahead. That is correct the mundo, Jay. We are excited about what's to come for our future, both on and off the court. And, yeah.
We're going to get into the Lakers. I mean, like, look, we – Max, you know, the whole question the last anything. Couple
I,
years.
I didn't say anything about the Lakers, Max.
We're going to get – come on, we know what to
– Max.
Yes?
I just want you to know, while you were in Vegas on Friday,
yeah.
I was literally pushing for every Lakers fan that was telling me that, you know, we figured it out.
Yeah.
The Rui Hachimura, you know, I want them to call in. I want them to call in and tell me how confident they felt for the weekend. Mm-hmm. That was our whole show. And all these fans started calling in. One fan bet me a lot of money. We'll get it. We'll save that one for later, Robert. Don't worry. I jotted your information down. But I just want to ask them to keep calling in today.
And well, listen, it's not like
talking about their team.
It's not like they didn't figure some things out. It's that just good luck with this Denver team. The whole question since the bubble, because Jokic took another step and then no one was healthy in the playoffs except Jokic. The whole question since then is what's going to happen if the Nuggets ever get healthy in the playoffs? And oh my God, like how good are they going to be? Oh my God. What can you do with Jimmy? He's like a little baby Jimmy Butler. You can't, normally an excellent player when it matters most. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, enough of that. Anyway.
Yeah, meantime, right. That's not the latest, right? The Heat. Oh my God. Goodness, they come in. They can't still be underdogs because after game two, think about this. They're up 2-0. They're going to Miami, and they're still dogs. The analytics give the Celtics the advantage, the whole thing, like 2-1 advantage at home. And oh my, this was the worst beating of the series so far, Jay.
Look, I've never in my time watching playoff basketball, I have never – ever seen a team just quit, roll over, and die like the Celtics did last night. I mean, I'm sitting there watching the game, and when Joe Mazzulla is benching his starters in the fourth, and I'm like, nah, play them dudes. Play them dudes. Like, I know you're trying to – but this is about something way different than just saving legs for game four. This is about respect, self-respect. Like, play them. Let them play through it. Let them be embarrassed. They need to feel what it's like to be embarrassed and still be on the court instead of sitting on the sidelines and watch. I've never seen it before. And the Heat and Jimmy Butler, they're taking their soul, man. Like, we're watching it in real time, like Mortal Kombat. Like, literally put their arm into their body and say, yank them, come over here. Like, that's what we're watching.
Well, you see it on the screen here. They are finally, the Heat are now finally favorites for Game 4. Caesars Sportsbook has them as two-point favorites. Finally, now that they're one win away with a home game coming up, another home game, from reaching the NBA Finals. What's that?
They only gave 2 points, though. They didn't get
two. Right, yeah, two. Even then, it's that's a good call. They're favored by a possession. They're favored by one possession after winning. Listen, I'm coming back from Vegas last night, right? So, like, leave in the morning because I was working Vasily Lomachenko, Devin Haney, great lightweight title fight, controversial decision, could have gone either way. Anyway, the flight gets there on time. I'm like, okay, but no Wi-Fi on the flight, right? It's not working. United flight. And we land in Newark. Well, listen, make your Wi-Fi work. You don't get called out. We land in Newark. You want to talk about some bums, whoever's making the flight schedules at Newark. We're on the tarmac for 2 hours. We land 6:40, I think. We're on the tarmac. I'm like, oh, I'm watching this Heat Celtics game. I'm going to get there for the first quarter. By the time I got home, third quarter started to down 30. Game's over already. Game's over. Like, talk about this is what Jay said. Key, they took their souls.
Yeah, they took their souls to the point, Jay, where the coach made a decision that he was going to bench guys in the fourth quarter. And then in his post-presser, made mention of losing the locker room. And at that point in time, I mean, like, come on, man. Your walking papers is – because you can't come back from that. You can't come back from saying that you've lost your locker room, essentially. That there in itself is a fireable offense.
Well, Key, I mean, I said that a couple of weeks ago. And people were like, oh, what do you mean when they came back and they beat – look, I thought they lost the locker room. I'm like, yo, man, I'm just trying to tell y'all, something feels very, very off with this team. And by the way – if you're Jason Tatum, if you're Jaylen Brown, if you're Joe Mazzulla, you're saying, damn, we caught a case of the undrafted like that? Like a case of the undrafted? Vincent Strus, Robinson, and Martin Key combined for 79 points.
Yeah, Vincent was the leading scorer, wasn't he?
Yeah, remember what I told you? Yeah, 29. Remember what I told you, Jay? Just because
I know
we say they're not good don't mean that they can't be coached to victory.
Well, they're obviously the better team, Key. I think that's when last week we were like, "Yo, are they their championship team?" Like, the Celtics are a more talented team, but the Miami Heat are the better team.
But the reason I think you got to give the Heat, as you are doing, Jay, extreme credit here is the Celtics. And by the way, Sixers fans must be like, "Oh my God, we lost to these guys." The Sixers are up 3-2, and have a chance to close them out in Game 6. Tatum goes nuts in that fourth quarter, carries it over to Game 7, drops 51, sets a Game 7 playoff record, the whole thing, and they ride that into this series. It's not like the Celtics had just rolled over in the previous series. Their backs were to the wall. They came through. So that's the team with that momentum. You got to figure they start believing in themselves. That's why when the Heat take their heart like this, by Game 3, they're down 30 basically all game. Tip your cap to the Heat.
Are they the more talented team, though? I know they have less accolades than the Celtics, players, and they didn't get drafted and all that hot. But why I say that is, if you're the superior team and you have the more talent and all, man, you're not supposed to be down 3-0. I don't give a damn what nobody say. I don't care. You're not supposed to be down 3-0 if your talent is that much more superior than your opponent.
Yo, can I say this, Key? And it's obviously Joe Mazzulla is going to take a lot of hits today.
A beating.
Right? He's going to take a backyard beating today across the national media. But I am going to sit here and say that, man, like Ime Udoka set this dude's NBA coaching career back like a ton. Like, imagine this team, Key, with Ime Udoka as the head coach. Like, there was an identity. And, Joe Mazzulla, any coach wants a shot, right? But when you're the head coach of a G League team and then you're the head coach of Fairmont State for a couple of years and then you become an assistant with Brad Stevens and then Brad Stevens takes Danny Ainge's position and he's the only assistant kept and then he's with Ime Udoka and then Udoka gets fired, it's like you're sitting there looking at, you know, Joe Mazzulla today saying, you're so green. Like, that's why we said this was the biggest mismatch in the entire playoffs. It wasn't a player on the court. I mean, Jimmy Butler's been special. It's been Eric Spoelstra going against Joe Mazzulla, first-year head coach, with expectations to win. And now you're asking yourself the real question, yo, will he be back as the head coach next year for a team that has lost their identity?
Big boy league. What I would say, you're the big boy league now. So it's a little different than what you described his coaching career thus far has been, and then you mentioned, will he be back next year at Joe Mazzulla? What I would do if I was Brad Stevens, what I would do is I'd bring him back, because it's hard. You just gave him a contract. I don't know exactly what the years were because I don't remember, but you just gave him a contract, so he's got that. You bring him back, and then for my money, what I would then think is that if it's not going well early, just look across the room at Pat Riley and what he was able to do when Van Gundy was the head coach. He came downstairs and he led him to a championship. Maybe Brad Stevens takes that model and say, you know what, I'm going to bring him back. I'm going to let him coach him up and see where it goes and how things go. Because it really, in all honesty, if you want to be honest, Jay, it's unfair to him to be pushed into this position as raw as he was. It's just unfair. He was not equipped to be the head coach of the Boston Celtics coming out of training camp or going into training camp and then all of a sudden coming out of it, and I'm the head coach of the Boston Celtics. I mean, that's unfair to him. So Brad Stevens, maybe next year he comes downstairs.
All right, coming up, we're going to hear from Joe Mazzulla. Has he lost the locker room? Have the Celtics quit? By the way, you bring up Pat Riley, Key. David Aldridge had the stat on Twitter, I guess, yesterday or this morning. I saw it this morning early. Pat Riley, the actual number is 24.7%, but that's 25%, right? That's a quarter. Has participated as a player, coach, or executive in 25% of every finals ever played in NBA history. Think about that.
Damn.
The gangsterism. 25% of every finals ever played, there's Pat Riley in one way or another. It is bananas. All right. We'll hear from Joe Mazzulla coming up at the post-game presser, yes, last night. Has he lost the locker room?
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on Sirius XM Channel 80. It is May 22nd. The sound you heard coming in was from one J. Will, May 10th. That was before all this stuff went down. Have the Celtics quit? Has Joe Mazzulla lost the locker room? He was asked that very question last night after an ever-loving butt-whipping on national TV in Game 3, down 0-2 on the road, favored to win somehow still. Here is Joe Mazzulla.
You're not telling them to lose by 28 points, but you're telling them to try. So is there a disconnect?
Yeah, that's where I have to be better, is figure out what this team needs to make sure that they're connected, they're physical, and they're together by the time we step on the floor.
Who can cause that disconnect?
Not sure.
He's copping to it. Well, I don't know what else he can really say.
I mean, Max, Key, I don't know how you would feel about this. I know how I would feel, frankly. If I were a player and I were getting blitzed on the road in a must-win game. And my coach in the NBA, this is different than college now. Like, I've been benched in college for, you know, coaches to make statements. But happens more so during the regular season. I don't think it would happen during the tournament. But in Game 3 in the Eastern Conference Finals, and my head coach benches me the entire fourth quarter, I'm losing my damn mind, Key. I am getting up. I am saying something. This does not help my relationship with him in the locker room. This is not college. I need to be on the court. I need to be playing right now. You ain't going to catch the camera, you know, panning over to me multiple times with my towel over my head, with me just watching my team get down by even more, me watching, you know, other guys, role players in there scraping and clawing. That needs to be me in there scraping and clawing. Like, there needs to be some kind of mindset where, hey, y'all going to have to play through this. Like, I'm not going to excuse you from the embarrassment by making you sit here on the sideline next to me. We ain't trying to save legs for game four. Y'all need to be out there playing, and we need to find a way to play through this because y'all need to find some kind of rhythm, or y'all just maybe need to be embarrassed to the point where y'all going to be angry for game four. I just don't know why you would let your players sit there on the bench the entire fourth. But it just, it's another thing, Key, where it makes me look at the situation. I'm like, Joe, what are we doing here? Like, what are the steps that you're taking to help this team get over the hump and find themselves?
Well, I think, you risk injury, long-term injury, right? You're not going to win the game. You know you're not going to win the game. And so you take the cautious approach and you say, look, I'm going to sit these guys because I'm protecting them. I'm protecting the future of the organization. I mean, I understand what you're saying as a basketball player, Jay, but you got to look that we're not playing great.
Yeah, but we're not going to do playoff load management right now. We're not playing. You know, it's game three, man. Yeah,
it's pretty much over with, though. So it's more about, I think it probably was more about protecting them from being hurt than it was resting their legs.
Jay's giving the Apollo Creed to Rocky in Rocky III speech. There is no tomorrow.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no. What are we doing here? There's no tomorrow. This is it's a shocking outcome because, as I said, of the way the Celtics seem to be rising against the Sixers because of at least the perception that the Celtics are the deeper, more talented team. They were just in the finals in an extended series last year, right? And Jimmy Butler and a cast of, you know, guys that people really don't know a lot about, not high draft picks, etc., it's not just that they're up 3-0. They're kicking their teeth in. Here's a question, guys. The Celtics are considered deep and talented and young and ascending and all this kind of stuff. But they have seemed to quit. The Lakers are fighting hard, but fighting against a juggernaut in these Nuggets. No team has ever come back down 0-3. What would be the bigger shock if one of these two teams were able to do it? Would it be the Lakers playing against a more talented team, even though the Lakers are fighting hard, or the Celtics playing against, at least on paper, the less talented team, but they've seemed to roll over? Which would be more shocking to you guys? Jay?
Go ahead. I was going to say it would be Boston to me. It would be Boston to me. Magic Johnson, who never tweets anything negative about anybody, y'all, ever, literally in a tweet said, in my 44 years of being associated with the NBA, I never thought I'd see a Boston Celtics team, a franchise with 17 chips, quit. I know Celtic fans all over the world must be disgusted and devastated. The Miami Heat blew them out 128-102 in Game 3. When does Magic Johnson ever say disgusted and quit in a tweet?
Never.
He's always just recapping games, Key, like, oh, what a great effort by this team. Or, you know, Jamal Murray, cheers to you.
Yeah, Magic will tweet stuff like, I love basketball after a great game, you know, a great game seven.
That's what I'm saying.
He keeps it nice and positive, yeah.
Yeah, Buck throwing a little dig, though. Come on, man, stop it. He hit them where it hurts.
Yeah.
I would say it would be Boston. The Lakers are this thing, the Lakers got – tonight the Lakers got a shot to win a game. Boston, on the other hand, they're – on the road. Mm-hmm. Lakers are at home. They're on the road. They dropped their two games at home. So you got to figure if they drop the two at home, Miami's going to probably win both of theirs and they're going to go to the finals. The Lakers could hold this thing off. It may be the Grizzlies are lackadaisical. I mean, not the Grizzlies. The Nuggets are lackadaisical and going out there just kind of you know, do-do-do-do-do, and they lose because they know they can go back home. They have the luxury to do that.
Unless, if I was a Sixers fan this morning, I'd be like, yo, we lost to these dudes? These dudes would give you their belly, say, scratch my belly? How did that happen? But that's why I think, it's a tough call because they're not coming down back down 0-3, right? But they have watching what Tatum did at the end of Game 6 and then all of Game 7, Jay – to me, you got that there. It's right there. And all Max, it takes is one. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait a minute. You do it one at a time. I don't know.
You can lose me with all that one game at a time. Stuff
well, of course, it's not going to happen. I'm saying theoretically.
But can I just tell you all, Max, get ready for it, because we are going to have to fight back from this media onslaught that is about to happen, because you're about to see headlines like, to me, we're about to have the best NBA matchup as it relates to teams, like the best basketball matchups between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. But media members like that, that's all you're going to hear. It's us, the Miami Heat, and it's nobody cares.
He's good. I like the Heat. The Nuggets are a great team. I get it. I'm just saying, Jay, the sports world was ready for the possibility.
You're one of these people, Max.
Think about what was at stake. The two winningest franchises ever, both sitting at 17. The two biggest rivals in sports, and they're up there with any rivalry. We're going to duke it out potentially to see who would get to the 18th chip and get to pole position. Like, what? Come on, man. You cannot not be disappointed if those two teams don't play, which they ain't going to.
Call me, Jay, when you let me know who wins the first matchup between the first game between the Heat and the Nuggets.
Well, I mean, Max, let's be honest about, like, that. Is it still – I know the fans see it as a rivalry, for sure. Mm-hmm. Do the players still see it as a rivalry? Has it felt like a rivalry between the players in a while?
Well, I mean, no, because they haven't played with high stakes recently, but all it takes is one series and then it's right back.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, the best team, this is sports. The reason that's incredible when you get the Lakers-Celtics, if that's what you want, is there's no predetermined outcome and you might get the Heat-Nuggets, right? But when you enter the playoffs, it might be like, well, we might wind up with Heat-Nuggets and I'll watch it, I'll enjoy it, but of course most people would rather see Lakers-Celtics. I think that's fair to say. Is that not fair to say?
It's fair to say. It's fair to say that I don't think D'Lo will be a Laker next year, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
I'll tell you what, I'm happy the Celtics aren't in it, just as a Lakers fan. Don't give them a chance to get to 18 and the Lakers are sitting at 17.
As a Laker.
That's right. I'm you know what I am.
You, Max?
I am the emperor of Lakers world. I can't say mayor of Lakersville, or I'm going to hear it. All right. Magic has apologized. He apologized.
What?
Keyshawn Johnson ready to do the same?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You can listen to us on the ESPN app. If you got to work, you're in your car, you don't want to miss anything, just go to the app. Go to the lower right-hand corner, click More. Scroll down to Live Radio. You take us with you. So Magic Johnson has now apologized to the Denver Nuggets. They have been underestimated.
Yes.
And the
yes,
question is just like I tried, the Jay and I tried to tell you, Key.
Nope. What? No, Max.
Who?
No, Max. Nope. Nope.
What do you mean?
Nope, Max. You owe
Jay,
us.
Jay, we're a team.
You,
let's not start pointing
owe,
fingers. Okay,
you
listen.
You owe the Denver Nuggets an apology as well. You and Keyshawn.
I certainly do not.
You
I,
are.
I nope. openly wondered what would happen now that they're healthy. They hadn't proven it yet. They're proving
nope.
it.
Nope. Damn. You, very much like Yates, you guys with the, where's the horn at? Yates, where's the horn?
You got the horn.
The horn has changed for Yates now.
Yeah, but what can you say about Jokic? Yeah, man. It is what it is. See, that's all Yates is just saying. Show me. That's all. I'm the same way. Show me. They're showing.
I can't go against beautiful basketball, come on, Jay. Man. That's the foundation.
That's been the horn the whole time, Jay.
Yep, sure has. Yeah, been there.
Jamal Murray, there's nothing. If Jamal Murray's gonna, Jamal Murray's like Jimmy Butler, something. He can like a little mini Jimmy Butler. He as good as he is in the regular season, he is incredible in the playoffs. And what can you do? Key, are you ready to give it up to the Denver Nuggets?
What am I giving up to the Denver Nuggets?
Oh, this guy
that you've slept on them, underestimated them, besmirched their good name in the national media.
I did nothing even remotely close to that. No such thing. Sorry, I don't. You know.
Oh, he said sorry. Get that. Clip that.
There you go. Clip that.
Clip
he said it.
Look, he said sorry. Here's Magic's
not
tweet.
Not taken.
I have to apologize to the Denver Nuggets. They proved that they are a better and more talented team in their victory over the Lakers tonight. They put both teams in the Eastern Conference on notice that they are committed to winning a championship.
Yes, and I echo everything that Magic says.
Even the apologize part?
They proved that they were a more talented team than the Lakers the other night.
This is good.
Did you see what Magic said?
I do.
Sorry.
I like
tonight. Sorry.
New night. The new
Max,
night.
Is just saying.
Max, this is what I need. Now that Key on the public record has officially apologized.
Sorry.
I need other Laker fans to call in and apologize.
Could you imagine?
You call in.
888-SAY-ESPN.
Yes.
But CJ, that was Saturday. They got to play tonight.
Yep.
They were the more talented team.
So you want to wait until tomorrow to apologize?
As you heard what Magic said, they were the more talented team tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you read it.
Yeah, it's true.
It said tonight.
Oh,
it's true.
Goodness.
Hey, listen. This is what
it does look like, Jay.
Oh, God.
It does look like the matchup will be Miami and Denver. It looks like tickets will be going up for sale here very soon in Denver for the final, as well as Miami.
I want to say something about that, guys, because here, 888-SAY-ESPN. Guys, if the Heat beat the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, I'm going to say it right now. If the Heat beat the Nuggets in the NBA Finals, the debate's over. Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in basketball, and Jimmy Butler's the best player in the world. If Jimmy Butler leads this team over that Nuggets team somehow, I don't think it's going to happen. I'm just saying, if he does, it's a wrap. He got the title.
Max, I think it's already been established that Eric Spoelstra is the best coach in the NBA.
Yeah,
but your last line, I'm with you.
Yep.
I mean, I've never seen – I mean, we've seen runs like this before in the bubble from Jimmy. We've seen Jimmy take his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. But what he's done to the Milwaukee Bucks, what he was able to do to the Knicks even though he was hurt, and what they're doing right now to the Miami Heat. I mean, did you see that second quarter? He gets like an and one, and he's on the ground. And he just points to Grant Williams on the ground. Like, you are mine.
Come on, man.
Like, it's so entertaining to watch this guy. Like, we give LeBron James credit for carrying a lot of drafted players to NBA Finals. This dude is carrying undrafted players to the NBA Finals, but still they are the better team. They are better coach. They play collectively as a unit. And you got guys out there like Gabe Vincent who feel like he's just as big as a star as Jason Tatum.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
So Key is not – he did say sorry, and he did echo everything Magic said. He apologized
he for
about
Saturday
Game
night.
3. Yeah.
Well, that's
Saturday
what Magic
night.
Said. Why oh, Magic said – man, Magic said tonight.
Zach in California
he
has
said
something
tonight.
To say. Zach in California has something to say. Go ahead,
Zach. Are you apologizing?
Max, Jay, Will, Keyshawn, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening, boss man?
I man, look, I am not apologizing to the Denver Nuggets, okay? If you look at the three games we played, the point differential, I believe, is 20, 21 points somewhere in there. All three games could have went either way. Denver played better down the stretch. We turned the ball over a little too much. They made a few more shots. The series could easily be 2-1 Lakers.
No, except, I agree with that assessment, but they got Jamal it's Murray. Not. He hits those shots, not by accident.
But, like, Max, it's like I can be revisionist history. Like, we could have won that game. We could have easily, but it's not.
But I know it's what he not. Means. In other words, this is not like the Celtics rolling over. The Lakers have played well enough to be up 3-0, if not for the fact that the Nuggets just got more they got like a guy like Jamal Murray on top of everything else. He talk about take your soul. He does it at the end of games. It's crazy. He comes in. Guys, he doesn't miss shots. It's nuts. What are you going to do? That means they got a better player. Brett in Georgia. Go ahead, Brett.
I told you, Max, you want Kyrie Irving to sit courtside again. That's what you need. Mm-hmm. That's the only way D'Lo is going to be better, apparently.
Ooh. So when Kyrie shows up, D'Lo plays well. You know what? If he does go to the Lakers, you probably should keep D'Lo because he's going to spend half his time courtside anyway. So that way D'Lo will play really well. Brett in Georgia, you're on KJM.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Brett. What's
going Love on? The show. Hey, I just wanted to call on behalf of all Laker fans and apologize. I dug in deep and even sent a text to my fantasy football team or league that the Lakers were down 0-2, but it was bogus goaltending call, and LeBron lost the handles on that one alley-oop, and I swore that I would take any odds that it would be Lakers in six, and I'm eating my crow. So that's I apologize. Right. The Nuggets need all their due.
It's a big
that's
man
a real
right
man
there.
Right
that's
there,
right.
Max. Big
yep.
man.
Yep,
hey,
big man.
That's what I like to hear from Laker fans. That's what I need to hear today on a Monday.
Now watch LeBron be the greatest comeback in the history of the playoffs.
He does, Max.
What, Jay?
How are you?
I'm good, man.
Anything I can do for you?
No, you look.
Would you like some pancakes?
You're the biggest front runner I've ever come into contact with.
Oh,
you're such a front
runner. Now you're gonna turn anger into me.
Wait, now I'm angry. See, that's what I'm saying. You've been around the wrong people. You're using words like anger and things of that nature. I gotta watch you, Jay.
I'm glad you're watching.
Just like Jay and I warned everyone, okay. Denver might win the whole thing, right, Jay?
Stop it, Max.
Jay?
No, I don't like when
we're
you do
a team.
This.
LeBron James is listening. Him and Anthony Davis is listening to every word that you're saying right now, Jay. D'Lo's listening to you, too. You're motivating us.
Well, D'Lo, you can leave alone, but if LeBron's listening.
But, Key, it's like.
There is no key. It's over. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
If
yeah,
we lost over. This game.
It's over.
It's over.
We
lost on Saturday. It's over. It's a wrap. There's nothing to talk about.
So,
we're not winning.
Lakers fans.
Wait, Max. One last thing before we go. So, Key, next year on LeBron's deal, is that the last year of his deal with the Lakers uniform?
Next year on LeBron's deal, is that the last year?
I'm curious.
I think
he has
two left.
Two yet? I'm curious where he is on his deal. Does he have
two? I think he has two left.
I don't have it in front of me.
24-25.
Player option. One year, then player option. So, I'm just saying, man, could next year, if you go get Kyrie, is that the last year? Because then his son comes into the league. Is that the last year?
Says Lakers
is
can't
Kyrie
get his son.
Last year? I'm just saying. Kyrie, LeBron, AD, last year with the Lakers uniform.
Ooh,
just throwing it out
quite
there.
A way to go out. By the way, Lakers got to the Western Conference Finals, and we're in all three games so far. Think about where they're coming from, 13th place in the West. It's a successful season, just not by Lakers standards, by the standards of every other franchise.
Yeah, if it was the Knicks, they'd be
forget it. Greatest season of a Knicks fan's life. All right. 888-SAY-ESPN. Lakers fans, are you ready to apologize, KJM?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can hear us on Sirius XM Channel 80. And if you missed anything so far in the show, you can always download the podcast. Lakers fans, are you ready to apologize to the Denver Nuggets as Magic Johnson did, as Keyshawn Johnson has refused to do? Not all the Johnsons have apologized. Some Johnsons have, some Johnsons haven't. 888-SAY-ESPN. Travis in Mississippi.
Good morning. How you guys doing? Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, T?
I'm just calling to say, man, I think we gonna start something historical tonight, man. It might be one of the first comebacks from a 0-3 deficit, man. We're going to do it tonight, spearheaded by LeBron and AD. I know y'all don't believe it, but it's going to happen tonight.
I think they could win a game. I mean, they've been in all three games, right?
Travis, I just want to state for the record.
I don't think I believe it.
You know, but the Lakers have not shown any quit, Key. They've just been out. They've been out-dueled by a team that not like is as good as them almost without Jamal Murray, and then you add a primetime playoff performer.
Can they win tonight? Of course they can win tonight.
All right, so?
They're not going to win four in a row.
Well, why? But you can't think about it like that.
It's not, Max, it's not going to happen.
It's never been done in NBA history, Max.
Do you think it never will be done in NBA history?
I don't think so.
It's never been done.
You don't think it'll ever be done, Jay?
No.
I think it will be done eventually.
This is the time, Jay.
That's a good hedge on your bet, Max.
This is the time, Jay, you can finally use that. They will not win four in a row. This is the time you can finally use that. Because you was using it last week and it wasn't right. But now you can finally say they're not going to win four in a row.
Sean,
not gonna happen.
In Virginia, you're on KJM ESPN Radio.
Hello. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Good morning, too.
I watch your show every day. I think y'all are the best in the game. Indeed. But let me explain something. I'm not apologizing. I'm not going to apologize. Okay. And let me explain why. Mm-hmm. Because LeBron James has made history several times in this game of basketball, okay? So he deserves – hold on. I just pressed mute by accident. He deserves
– Sean, we have some technical
– He's making a good point about LeBron. LeBron has done the seemingly impossible before. He came back down 3-1, and it's not just that he came back down 3-1. He was on the greatest team of all time, basically, 73 wins. Like, if someone's going to do it, wouldn't it be someone like LeBron? Wouldn't it be LeBron?
At 38 on a broke foot, pretty much?
Did we lose him?
That'd make it more incredible.
Did we lose Sean?
Feels like we did.
I've been telling people since November, anyone that would listen, everybody at the barbershop, that the Lakers were going to at least make it to the second round of the playoffs when they thought they wouldn't even make the play-in. Mm-hmm. And right now, LeBron has done this over and over again. All I'm saying, he deserves the benefit of the doubt. And it's disrespectful basketball-wise not to give him that benefit.
Sean, can I ask you a question, Sean?
Back and watch.
Sean, can I ask you a question, Sean? Don't you think that this season – don't you think – due to where you guys were at the beginning of the year and then the trade deadline, the moves that Rob Pelinka made, that you guys now being in the Western Conference Finals, isn't this a successful year for Lakers?
By all means, it was a successful year to make the playoffs and go get on to the second round, et cetera.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is don't put it past the fact. It gives the brother the benefit of the doubt that he might be able to pull this off.
I agree. I don't think it's impossible.
No, y'all delusional. It's a wrap.
I think it's impossible, yeah.
Well, but see, okay, if it's impossible, like, I'm saying impossible. The reason it's so highly unlikely is because the reason the Nuggets are in this position is, as good as they are, Jamal Murray is healthy. Take no credit away from Jokic. He's been incredible all playoffs. When you pair a player like Jokic, who can do the heavy lifting to get you there, right, with shooters and a well-coached team, and then you add a playoff performer like Jamal Murray, who's able to elevate when it matters most consistently in his career so far, when he's been healthy, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? So Jamal Murray's presence makes it extremely unlikely, but Lakers have been competitive in every game. Pierre in Tampa, you're on KJM.
How you doing? Hey, I was calling because of what I was wanting to say. Key, I'm from Inglewood. I live in Tampa right now, but I grew up next to the Forum on 104th and Prairie and Doty. But what I'm calling about is to say this. I watched the first two games of the Lakers, and I was like, this is bonehead plays. This is not championship play. And I'm a diehard Laker fan. So I called it up in game two. I said, you know what? This might be a gentleman's sweep. And I'm a diehard Laker fan. I hate to say it. I'm not gonna apologize. But what I will say is I'm watching Denver, man. And they ain't on a whole nother level. That's just a better team. And I don't care what LeBron is saying. We take one game at a time. That's fine. But, and they're a better team. They're better coach. D'Angelo Russell shouldn't even be on the court anymore. But that's another
He's kind of unplayable, guys. It's true. Do you play D'Angelo Russell, Jay?
I mean, he's a defensive liability. How about this, though? They are minus 53 when he's on the court. When he's off the court in this series, they're plus 31.
I mean, it looks like they'd be winning the series without him.
He got benched in the game. Darvin Ham played Lonnie Walker before he played D'Lo down the stretch.
So, as you said, we got to get Kyrie some courtside seats, right?
Kyrie might have a permanent seat.
Yeah, no doubt. But in the meantime, get him some courtside seats and then put D'Lo and see what happens.
I mean, he gets targeted defensively all the time, man. I mean, Bruce Brown said it directly after game one. He was like, yeah, we're going after D'Lo. We're going after
meantime,
you.
Jimmy freaking Butler. Jimmy Butler. How did the Heat figure out how to unlock this superhero? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Much more coming up. ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.